Stimme des Friedens.
Sautus Selam.
Golas Mira.
Barış Sesi.
Voice of Peace.
Shvido Bishma.
Vapaolen Ani.
Wadive.
Voz de la Paz.
Skavarama Fianti.
Taba Jack Hangyo.
Dear listeners, we warmly welcome to a new show by Voice of Peace, live from the studio in Radio Freiheit Innsbruck. In the studio are Hamid Raghuv and me, Sukhbata, at microphones. Today we have the flowing topics for you, and Nauru celebrate by Mamal Kanipur on how we can protect yourselves from in depression by Sofia Dersania, on Suri Enginer and God European and Oud Pride by Imad Hossein. And also we will talk in studio about refugees case without residence.
Hello everybody. Today Mamal is going to talk about Nowruz, an Iranian festival which is the first day of spring and beginning the new year. Nowruz celebrates renewal and rebirth, symbolized by the coming of spring. Now with Mamal.
So, hello everybody. This music was the music that they always played in the changing of the time. So, let's know what is the Nowruz. Of all Persian national festivals, the New Year celebration are at once the most important and the most colorful. This festival embodies a wealth of ancient rites and customs, and it is about only one in Persia, which is not confident to the traditions of only one religious group. It symbolizes that continuity of the ancient Persian culture, which has survived so many adversities and vicissitudes. In harmony with the rebirth of the natures, Nowruz always begins on the first of the day of spring, marked by vernal equinox, or Tahvil. On that day, which may occur on the March 20 or 21st. The sun crosses the celestial equator. As far back as the records go, Nowruz has been either in effect or by intention a celebration of early spring, when the sun begins to the region's strength and overcome winter's cold and darkness, and when there is a renewal of growth and vigor in nature. Zoroaster's people were demonstrably animated, that is, they appreciated and cognitive spirit, main you in all things, tangible or intangible. So far, then this return of spring would have represented an annual victory for the spirit of the sun. And Zoroaster saw in it also, it appears, the symbol of the steed more glorious victory to come. This was the special hope which offered his flowers that represent struggles between good and evil. On all planes, physical, moral, and spiritual, will end in total victory for the good. Have seen. A special cover, the spirit on the Persian carpet or a table in very Persian household. The ceremonial table is called Cloth of Seven Dishes, each one beginning with the Persian letter Sin. The number seven has been sacred in Persia since the ancient times, and the seven dishes stand for the seven angelic herds of life, rebirth, health, happiness, prosperity, joy, patience, and beauty. The symbolic dishes consist of Number 1. Sabze, or sprouts, usually wheat or lentil, representing rebirth. Number 2. Samanu is a pudding in which common wheat sprouts are transformed and given a new life as a sweet, creamy pudding, or represents the ultimate sophistications of Persian cooking. Number 3. Sip means apple and represent the health and beauty. Number 4. Senjet, the sweet dry fruits of the lotus tree, represents love. It has been said that when lotus tree is in a full bloom, its fragrance and fruit make people fall in love and become oblivious to all else. Number 5. Sir, which is garlic in Persian, represents medicine. Number 6. Shomak or somak, berries, represents the color of the sunrise. With the appearance of the sun, good can cure evil. Number 7. Serke or vinega, represent age and patience. To reconfirm all hope and wishes expressed by the tradition's food, other elements and symbols are also on the dish. A few coins placed on the sofra represent prosperity and wealth. A basket of the patent eggs represents the fertility. A silver orange floating in the bowl of water represents the earth floating in the space. A goldfish in the bowl represents life. The end of the astral year pegs. A flask of rose water, known for its magical cleaning power, is also included on the tablecloth. Nearby, its brazier for burning white root, a sacred herb for summoning from what of evil spirit. A pot of flowering hyacinths or narcissus is also set on the sofra. A mirror which represents the image and reflection of the creation as we celebrate a new ancient Persian tradition and beliefs that creation took place on the first day of the spring. On either side of the mirror are two candlesticks holding a flickering candle for each child in the family. The candles represent enlightenment and happiness. Çarşamba Suri. The actual Nowruz ceremonies begin on the eve of the last Wednesday of the outgoing year. Early in the evening of that day, refers to as Çarşamba Suri or Red Wednesday, several large bonfires are made. Every member of the family jumps over the fire and says, "Sorhiye to az man, zardiye man az to," which literally means, "Give me your redness and take away my wintry sorrow completions." The jumping over the fire is followed by get together in which nuts and fruits are served. The party is mostly for the benefit of the children of the family, who are entertained, lying into the night, with the stories that they will remember with joys through their lives. While the party goes on, the fire dies out. The ashes are gathered and the symbol of the bad luck impressed by winter are taken off the house and buried in the fields. Hacı Firuz. Hacı Firuz is the traditional herald of Nowruz. He oversees celebrations for the new year, perhaps as a remnant of the ancient Zoroastrian firekeeper. His face is covered in soot and he is clad in bright red clothes and a felt hat. While ushering in Nowruz, Hacı Firuz plays a tambourine and sings Hacı Firuze, Saliye Ruze. It is Hacı Firuz time. It happens one day in a year. People gather around him and his troupe of musicians and listen to them play the drum, saz or kamanche. They dance through the streets with tambourines and trumpet, spewing good cheers and the news of the coming New Year. Sizda Bedar. The 13th day of the New Year festival is called Sizda Bedar. Its meaning 13 outdoors. On this day, people go out in the nature, in groups, and spend all day outdoor in the nature, in form of family picnics. It is a day of festivity in the nature, with children play and music and dancing in the abundant. On this day, people throw their sabze away in the nature as a symbolic act of making the nature's greener, and to dispose of the bad luck that the sprouts are said to have been collecting from the household. The 13-day celebration, Sizda Bedar, stemmed for the belief of the ancient Persians that the 12 constellations in the zodiac controlled the month of the year, and each ruled the earth for the 1,000 years, at the end of the which the sky and the earth collapsed in the chaos. Hence, Nowruz lasts 12 days and 13 days represent the time chaos when families put order aside and avoid the bad luck associated with the number of 13 by going outdoors and having the picnics and parties. So, it was the story of the Nowruz, but the International Nowruz Day was proclaimed by the United Nations General Assembly in its resolutions of 2010 at the initiative of the several countries that shared this holiday: Iran, Afghanistan, Albania, Azerbaijan, the former Yugoslavia Republic of Macedonia, India, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkey, and Turkmenistan, and Kurdish people in the Middle East. And the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon from the United Nations says, Nowruz transcends the national borders, religions, divides, and other differences to unite communities which bonds of goodwill, such a common purpose, can help humanity rise to this moment in history. It was Nowruz. Now I invited you to listen to the Nowruz song by artist that her name is Seema Bina.
دلبرو که مو قربون تو شم دنیا رو روزه بیا مکن شو روزه مو خورشیده مو صبح نو روزه دیدی چه تو ماننده او یک سال برفت سال نو اومد یک سال چنو تنده برفت که پندری همی دیروزه
آی بیا که نو روزه دنیا رو روزه
تا آدمی شان خبر سون زل بینه که قره تو کمون پشت ما بوزه یا بیا یا بیا افتا فرون شد پشت کو کم کم اون شما شما یا که با سر زد زکو ما همچنو یک هم احتمال شد برچه چنی برچه چنو هیچنو مبون دل برو که میمار هیجور که میبینی زمونه سال به سال کهنه با ما شد
آی بیا که نوروزه دنیا دروزه
تا آدمی جونه دلم چشان خبر سون زر بینه که قدر تو کمون پشت ما بوزه بیا 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 با هم برم بند دره یا چره با مالا مگو سبا دیر سبا ورخه بیا تا برم حالا در آن در دور از همه بی هم همه خرم و خندان دور از شر و شور و شر با شر شر
او کنم لامالا.
آی بیا که نوروزه دنیا دو روزه،
تا آدمی جونه دلم چشان خوبرسون، زل بینه که قد تو کمون پشت موزه، تا آدمی جونه دلم چشان خوبرسون، زل بینه که قد تو کمون پشت موزه.
Hello again, it's Waz Mamar that talk about Nowruz and its traditions. Nowruz is a traditional Iranian festival of spring, which starts at the exact moment of the vernal equinox. Now I would ask you, Mamar, about something, because we have also in Iraq, you know, because we are neighbor,
yeah,
from your country, but we have this also festival in Iraq. This is like in general, this is for Kurdish people, but
exactly.
we celebrate. It's all people in Iraq,
yeah.
You know, in this,
yeah.
And we call that like spring festival.
A spring festival.
So, but I want to ask you if you can maybe explain to me, this is like just for Iranian and Afghans and Kurdish people, or maybe we can take this like for spring festival. It's not like just for something special for Iran.
No, actually, if I want to give the exact answer, it would be like now. The minister of the Canada, they did it, they put it on the calendar of the Canada as the holiday for them. You know, they make the celebration in these days. Actually, I tried to say it, and what I said in the what is the history of the Nowruz. Actually, it's the new year and the new of the spring. And I think it would be the good reason that anyone can make the celebration. Actually, here in Innsbruck, it's near. Actually, the Nowruz knocking the doors on the Monday. It will happen, and there is some of my friends that we want to get together. And also, it was really interesting for them. And one of them told me something that it was so funny, because he told me, "Yes, Mama, let's do it. I really want to experience my first New Year not in the cold winter."
Yeah. I asked you that because we have, I told you in Iraq, you know, we celebrate in this festival, it's like for all, not for...
Actually, you know, because the calendar of the sun calendar is based on for 100 years ago. And as you know, this country, at first they were the one country, the same country. So they have the same calendar. For example, in Afghanistan and Tajikistan, they do it as a national day. But the other countries like the Kazakhstan or... the Uzbekistan and some part also in Albany, it's not a national day, but there is the group of people that they made the celebration. But especially for the Kurdish people, it's like the new year, and they make the celebration. As you know, the Kurdish people, they have the same culture. The Kurdish from Iran, Iraq, and Syria and Turkey, they are all same stuff, you know, all of them are Kurdish people. And especially their celebration is really, really beautiful. You know, the women, they wear the really colorful clothes with the special dancing.
So,
that's
can we say maybe it's like maybe it's festival, but with different name or different.
Yeah, it could be just excuses. For example, it's the festival of the spring. But accidentally, maybe it's, but for sure it's not accidentally, it's the new year from the Iran and the two other countries. But it would be nice if we have the festival for the new spring. Why not?
Yeah, okay, because we are now, it's global.
Yeah, now we are near to the global village for sure. Yeah.
Okay, now I think Bayarmat's, my colleague, she had also it's something to talk.
Yeah. Depression, what is exactly open? What is the reason why our society produces so many depression sufferers? How can we protect ourselves from the desperation? Sofia Darsania is going to talk about this.
Unsere heutige Thema ist Depression. Depression ist das Krankheit 21. Jahrhundert.
Die Zahl der Depressionskranken seit 100 Jahren stetig steigt. Anfang des 20. Jahrhunderts erlebten weniger als 1% aller Menschen im Laufe ihres Lebens eine depressive Phase. Unter dem Jahr gegen der 50er Jahren waren bereits 6% von ihrem 30. Lebensjahr eine Depression getroffen. Heute geht man davon aus, dass mehr als 20% aller Menschen, also jeder Fünfte im Laufe seines Lebens, eine depressive Phase hat. Die Gründe dieser weltweiten Anstieg werden noch forscht. Der medizinische Begriff der Depression, das als früher nur auf psychiatrische Krankheitsbilder bezog, hat sich innerhalb von knapp 50 Jahren so stark erweitert, dass inzwischen von globalen Epidemie die Rede ist. Es gibt keine einzige Region auf der Welt, die als frei von Depression gilt. Weltweit 350.000 bis ungefähr 400.000 Millionen Menschen mit der Depression betroffen sind. Wie könnte es so weit kommen? Wie lassen sich diese Zahlen erklären? Für manche Leute Depression bedeutet, dass ein Mensch nur einfach schwach und nicht stark genug, um Leben zu stehen ist. Und für Männer, das ist der Stück von Schwache zu zeigen. Deswegen leider ist es so, dass weniger Männer in der Praxis mit Depression kommen. Depression nicht als eine gewöhnliche Gefühl von Traurigkeit oder um eine bedrückte, trübe Stimmung, wie wir alle Zeit zu Zeit erleben. Die Depression ist eine klinische Krankheit und die Symptome können auch ganz unterschiedlich sein. Die depressive Verstimmung, vermindertes Interesse, Schlaf- und Appetitstörungen, Energieverlust, Hoffnungslosigkeit in Bezug auf die Zukunft, eine pessimistische Sicht der Gegenwart und das Gefühl, gescheitert zu sein. Der Patient fühlt sich oft ohnmächtig und wertlos. In schweren Fällen ist er vollkommen arbeitsfähig und hat große Schwierigkeiten, seinen Alltag zu bewältigen. Der Patient fühlt sich schlechter als jemals zuvor in seinem Leben, sogar schlechter als nach dem Verlust eines überall geliebten Menschen. Auch Probleme mit Konzentration, Schwindeln, Kopfschmerzen, Haarfall, intensives Schwitzen in der Nacht, Angst können in schweren Fällen die Symptome von Depressionen sein. Unsere psychische Verfassung spiegelt die allgemeine Haltung unserer Gesellschaften gegenüber den Krisen und Noten, die durch unsere sozialen Beziehungen entsteht. Sie spiegelt die Haltung des Einzelnen gegenüber diesen Krisen. Zu allen Zahlen der Geschichte und in allen sozialen, kulturellen oder lokalen Gemeinschaften haben die Menschen bestimmte Begriffe für Leid und Verzweiflung verwenden, um sich selbst zu verstehen und anderen ihre Noten zu vermitteln. In Deutschland wurde die Europäische Allianz gegen Depression gegründet, ein Bündnis aus 15 europäischen Staaten und Österreich sicher dabei ist. Es stellt in der Öffentlichkeit in vielen Ländern der Eindruck, dass Depression zu nehmen, und es hat wahrscheinlich damit zu tun, dass insgesamt die Versorgung der Menschen verbessert ist. Das heißt, wir haben mehr Menschen, die ins Gesundheitssystem kommen, bei dem die Depression erkannt wird und auch richtig benannt wird. Wir haben mehr die Psychotherapie bekommen und mehr die Antidepressive bekommen. Aber das Problem ist, dass weltweit leidet unter Depression viel mehr Menschen, als man denkt. Und Hälfte von diesen Menschen wissen überhaupt nicht, dass sie eine Depression haben. Und von dieser Hälfte, welche wissen, sind letztlich nur 10% optimal behandelt. Die meisten versuchen sich anmerkend zu sein. Und wenn sie endlich Hilfe suchen, müssen depressive Patienten oft monatelang auf einen Therapieplatz warten. Und das ist gefährlich, weil nicht weniger bringen sich aus Verzweiflung sein Leben um. Woran liegt es, dass unsere Gesellschaft so viele Depressionskranken produziert? Das ist eine große Frage. Zwischen sozialen Situationen und Depression fehlt oft ein Zusammenhalten. Hergestellt Arbeitslosigkeit und Isolation, die gelten als Faktoren, die die Krankheit verschlimmen. Im 16. Jahrhundert waren nur hochgestellte Persönlichkeiten
unter Depression, also Menschen, die niemanden übersichten. Die moderne Depression, eine Mischung aus der Melancholie der Renaissance und einer egalitären Dynamik ist, die sich nach dem Zweiten Weltkrieg in unserer Gesellschaft entwickelte und Verstellung, dass jeder so etwas bringen kann. Nach dem Zweiten Weltkrieg Menschen haben Entscheidungsfreiheit und Selbstbestimmung wie eine Bedeutung bekommen und die bisherigen Grenzen haben sich verschoben. Seit dieser Zeit, wir sind mehr mit unseren Gedanken beschäftigt als früher und sind auch mehr allein mit uns selbst. Und die Einsammlung ist das große Grund für Depression. Die Depression ist eine körperliche Erkrankung. Diese Traurigkeit, Angst, Verzweiflung, Hoffnungslosigkeit, Energieverlust, Schwindeln und so weiter, die werden in unsere Gehirn vorgerufen. Und das Gehirn ein Körperteil ist. Wir sehen die Schlafstörung, wir sehen Veränderung der Herzkreislauffunktion, wir sehen die Veränderung beispielsweise auch Appetit. Und alle diese Dinge, es ist eine Erkrankung, die den ganzen Körper erfasst. Laut der Statistik der amerikanischen Regierung nehmen etwa ein Viertel aller erwachsenen Frauen im Alter von 30 bis 50 Jahren Antidepressiva. Und zwar nicht im Lauf ihres Lebens, sondern in diesem Moment. Depression im 21. Jahrhundert wie eine ganz gewöhnliche Wintergrippe ist. So, meine Lieben, wie können wir denn uns vor einer Depression schützen? Ja, niemand ist wirklich geschützt von einer Depression. Aber es gibt Dinge, auf die wir achten können. Und das Essen ist das Wichtigste. Essen beeinflusst nicht nur unser körperliches, sondern auch unser psychisches Wohlbefinden. Depressionen können mit einem Nährstoffmangel zusammenhängen. Unser Gehirn reagiert momentan nach allen Änderungen in unserem Körper und deswegen sehr gut funktioniert Olivenöl, Nüssen, Fisch, Gemüse, sehr wichtig, Tomaten und Zucchini und auch Obst wie Apfel oder Trauben. Möglicherweise dieses Diät in unsere Gehirn Depression auslösen kann. Aber trotzdem auch Sport und guter Freund, mit wem habt ihr viele Einsames und sichere familiäre Bindung hilft sehr gut auch. So, hier machen wir Schluss. Ich hoffe, habt ihr gute Zeit mit mir verbracht und für alle Einsame oder Depressiva stelle ich Lied von Michael Jackson. So, Michael Jackson, You Are Not Alone. Bitte und tschüss.
Another day is gone, I'm still all alone. How could this be? Leave my world so cold.
It was Sofia Darsania, and now his microphone is Hamid.
Yeah, now the first things I want to say thank you, Sofia, for this is very soft music. We have Abdulrahman Al Ashraf. This is Syrian engineer, got European Youth Prize 2016 in Germany. Our colleague Imad Hussu is going to talk about this with Imad.
Abdulrahman Al Ashraf. He is a young Syrian engineer, got European Youth Prize in 2016 for inventing a new application called FreeCom, Free Communication. Allows participants to communicate with their smartphones in the absence of internet services, as access of disaster or in the remote places or the internet is not good. Al Ashraf said to several media means the technology developed by personally is a broadcasting of information messages can be sent through it. If there is any urgent information or any alert, the user wants to people in the same area or place found that there alert him. As he said, these methods are mainly depend on the transmission of information by ultrasound, noting that the future can this property by listed in the smartphone operating systems, so the user doesn't have need to download the application or download any additional feature of the device. Just enough to open the sitting device as it is opened, Bluetooth or LRS property, and in this way can be field or for example but his name or state of emergency relates to the all surrounding Oregons. The idea is really on innovation ways to create a network of people using their smartphone instead of relying on coverage or satellite towers. Patents would be a revolutionary leap in the world of communications to change the traditional concept of the internet. And that technique can help people to communicate even if they are far away or maybe another city distance. But the delivery of the message speed is based on the number of available organs in the scale. The project has been done primarily to help people in the war zones to communicate during communication services interruption, and widened now to include all the places that suffer from poor connections or weak the internet or the location of the trains, underground station or buildings or places far from city contaminants. Abdulrahman Al Ashraf, software engineer from Damascus. He left Syria 2 years ago. He completed his graduated studies degree master at the Technical University in Stuttgart, Germany, and received the degree of privilege to a master search and is now working in the field of software consulting subsidiary of the Porsche, the German car company, according to the website Voice of Germany. The competition organized by the non-profit organization in Salzburg, Austria, is the International Center for New Media, with the support of several private government bodies, including the European Commission. Abdurrahman al-Ashraf, one of the refugees who have successful in this country, in Germany. And there are a lot of other refugees where they are trying to be like him, successful people in their refugees' countries.
Okay, thank you, Aymad, for this case. And I want just maybe... If, I don't know if I want to ask you, or maybe we just give some knowledge for another people about, also about Arabic people or about refugees in general, you know,
yes.
Because I think it's some people, we don't want to say all the many people are like this, but some people here in Orba, they think it's many people just come here for, it's like maybe economic reason or like this for Orba, but I think it's like Abdurrahman and another guys. They give us and give the another people give. It's like some knowledge about it. We have some guys. It's really intelligent, you know,
yes.
And they can't. They can integration. With the society and benefit it's this country.
Yes, of course, Abdelhamid. It's really a lot of people come to Europe. They are talent and they have degrees in the university. They were studying in the university. Some of them graduated from the university and another people come to here and they are trying now to going on when they're studying and they have a lot of wishes in this in Austria and Germany and a lot of countries in Europe. They didn't come to here just to get money or something like this, as you know, because for Syria, I'm talking about the Syrian, they come at here simply because there is war in their country, and for this come at here a lot of artists, musicians, and doctors, engineers come to here to complete their life, continues their life here to build a new life in this country. Mm-hmm. And Abdurrahman, one of these people, Abdurrahman now is working in the Porsche car company, and he has a degree master's in Stuttgart, as I said, and he is one of the best example and textual examples of the refugees come at you.
Yeah, I think maybe can we go to listen for one song, and after that we have discussion
yes,
between us about refugees.
Okay.
وانت معك والله حبيب انذلي
والله حبيب انذلي
كل ليلة وانا بدونك بها موت تمني
ذليت وانت معك والله حبيب انذلي
حسين
من جسم روحي مشت من المشي
درت الدنيا بي للي ما يسوى احتاجي لكان يتمناني نسلت راسي وبجي
درت الدنيا بي للي ما يسوى احتاجي
لكان
يتمناني
كل لحظة يزيد أريدك إلت وبعده كل شي بالدنيا ماري قلبي وجع بغيابك والوجع كل لحظة يزيد أريدك إلت وبعدك كل شي بالدنيا ماري أجد صوتك
ظلّي
ظلمة الدنيا بعيني والكل شبيك اشتاقي
صدق وداعة حب أجد صوتك ظلّي
about something we think this is very important in this time. We want to talk about the refugees. Because now in Austria and maybe it's in all Europe, we have it's like some bad feeling for many refugees. They stay here just for wait answer or for wait interview in court, and this give many people it's very bad feeling, because now it's not many people take psych positive, and many people from Syria and Iraq and other countries also they wait more than 1.5 years or near from 2 years. So now we will talk about it, and can we start maybe with Bayarma, because she also, she wait maybe, I think from, since 3 years or like this?
Yes, yes. this long time. Yeah.
So, Bayarma, maybe can we start with ourselves? You know, from ourselves, what is? Can you give me maybe some vision about what is different between your feeling when you coming here and now? What is different about your activity, about your dreams, about your
I'm still in 3 years in Austria, and maybe it's so difficult, you know, very difficult time. And first time I'm 1 year's very good time, you know. I'm still studying German, and I have work, you know. Now it's, I'm still in waiting. Sometimes it's just very difficult, you know. So I'm long time waiting. I have this interview, and no have an answer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know this is maybe it's difficult when we speak about it, but because I think this is reality, we should handle with that. And also about maybe it's Imad. Imad, yeah. You are from Syria, and maybe it's many refugees. They look to you as a Syrian people. You are lucky, you know, because you take interview, it's like fast or quick, and you get positive. It's all Syrian. But about you also, I think you wait. Maybe it's when we meet. It's like rate or range with another Syrian people. You are from 1 year and near from 5 months also.
Yes, it's 1 year and 4 months.
Yeah.
And most of my friends got to be shy. But there are now a few numbers of the Syrian here in Tirol. They are waiting interview to get positive. The waiting is the worst thing in the world when you are feeling you are just waiting and waiting without any results. For me, it was really difficult to going on with this situation, because always when you are your future, your life depend on the destiny. That's meaning you have meaningless life, and you are just waiting someone to tell you you have interview, and you are going with your life in the correct way. Because now we are waiting, we couldn't work, we couldn't do anything, we couldn't go to the official school, and all of these like obstacles in our life, and make us don't have this energy to improve our talent and our career, because everything relates to the positives. When you have positive, you can do all of this. And if you don't have it, you are just number. For this, all the people, all the refugees here waiting this important day or important even in their lives, because their life will be changed with this, with this interview or positives. The second thing, it's hard for the people who have families. A lot of Syrians or Iraq or Iranians, they are here and they didn't bring their families with them, because as you know, the dangers of the sea, to across the sea, to come through the sea between Turkey and Greece, and that's very risk and dangerous for the children. And you as you say, a lot of children die in this situation. All the man or the husband in here in Syria, and the families in their home country, and that's another difficult things, because it's one of the worst things in your life to be far away from your family, from your wife and your children. They are becomes bigger and bigger and taller and far away from you. You don't see their details, how they are.
Yeah.
Becomes for me, when I came out here, my daughter Lama, she was 6 and now she's 7 and she's taller now, and when I see her in the pictures, it's something really awful for me because I'm far away from her. And and I think there was today a sitting in Maria Theresa Strasse for the refugee who don't have Bescheid.
And
don't have interviews too.
Wait, this problem, you know, Imad, I think we have now. Okay, we have many problems for refugees, but I think now we have it's like basic right for refugees. You know, they just wait for interview, and I think this is real problem. You know, because when you maybe it's have negative or positive or maybe it's something else, you know what you can do after that. Now can we maybe also join to us our colleague Mamal? Mamal, I think it's for Iranian people, they different, because some Iranian people they get interview and negative or positive is nearly or maybe quick. Some people they late.
Let's say it back to the definition of the who are the refugees at first. You know, the refugees is the people who they didn't have the plan in order to come into the Europe. They had to do it. So when they had to do it, they have come to the new situation. And especially maybe in the first few months, like the 3 months, 5 months, 6 months, if I want to bring the example, Innsbruck as example, so it's the city that is small, but it has everything as a city. So maybe in the first 6 months, everything is interesting. You met the people and you visit the different shops. But when it's getting longer, like the 1 year or for me, like the 15 months, is everything is like the stuck in the situation. But the problem is about the waiting, because waiting is the feeling that no one likes it. You just want waiting. You have no decision. You don't know what's going to happen. And this is the problem. I think it depends on the everyone personality that they have this time in order to adapt and integrate with the situation and people. It's, I think, something personal, because I see, as you said, Abdulrahman did that's a great thing, but there is some people still...
And many people.
Yeah, and many people. Yes, yeah, but besides, there is some people that they really didn't do anything. So it's really different by the different type of the people, I think.
Thank you, Mamal. And I think maybe we need more time for this discussion, but we don't have real time. And also with this cases, you know, now, today we have our friend Anna. We want to say to her happy birthday for today, and we hope it's a nice life and very good life to her. So, and
Alles
Gute.
Can we say Gute. Alles Gute, Anna?
Alles Gute zum Geburtstag, Anna. Bleib so einhornig, wie du bist.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Anna, and all your wishes come true and in your life.
Okay. And happy birthday from all staff from Flyrad. Now can we listen for a song?
Quitte à devenir mégalo, viens donc chatouiller mon ego. Allez, 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 laisse-moi entrer dans ta matrice, goûter à tes délices, personne ne peut m'en dissuader. Allez, 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 je ferai tout pour t'accompagner, tellement je suis borné, je suis bien dans ma bulle. Allez, 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 tout est beau, tout est rose. Alle, alle, alle.
Again next Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Or listen to our show on the following website cpa.fro.at. You can also find us on Facebook at Voice of Peace. Today we had segment from Mamal Kinapur, Sofia Darsinia, Imad Husso. At the technical, Renier Fodel and Mamal Kanapur. In the studio, Hamid Abu Ragif and Bayarma Sukhpatar at microphone. Okay, goodbye and have a nice time.